confidence comes from action. So keep taking action, even though you might be tired, even though you might be struggling at the plate, keep swinging, keep, I feel like Dory saying, just keep swimming. But yeah, just keep swinging the bat. You will find the ball. Hey, I'm Ashley Agle. Some of you might know me as Ashley Burkhart, and I'm a former D1 and professional softball player who spent a few years coaching in the college game before deciding to put all of my focus into youth softball players and helping them make their dreams and their goals happen for them. It's our job to help them unleash their potential and become the athletes they've always dreamt of. I come from a small city in the Midwest and didn't let that stop me from making my goal of playing D1 softball a reality. No matter where you live, you have the tools to help you thrive, and I am hoping through this podcast to help you get there. On this podcast, you'll learn from Olympians, Hall of Fame coaches, and elite players what their journeys have been like, and you'll also learn from me and my family a bit of our journey through the game. I'm so excited to have you here, so whip out your notebook and let's learn how we can grow in this game together. Welcome to When the Cleats Come Off. Hey there, welcome back, or welcome to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. We're here talking about something that's a little bit personal, but definitely can be relatable no matter what season you are in. We all struggle to show up from time to time. And this episode is meant to give you a little bit of perspective along that route, because when I was younger, I would have not believed myself when I was sharing this episode about understanding that there are seasons where we're going to stink, there are seasons we're going to thrive, and that is just part of the game. So that is why this episode is called It's Not My Time, and I'm going to be sharing things that I am personally going through at the moment, but no matter where you are, you have either been here or you will be here. So tune in for some real, I almost said conversation, but I'm not talking to anybody else, but just some real authentic, what am I going through right now from a perspective of I'm not accomplishing everything that I want to be accomplishing. And that is okay right now because I am in this season of having two very young boys, one being a toddler, it's probably the harder one right now. I have a newborn that is currently sitting over there on the other side of this room. So you might be hearing him. I might have to hold him during this episode. Who knows? But this is just the season that we're in. And right now, I need to embrace it. And maybe right now, you're in a similar season to me of the unknown, not knowing what today's going to bring, tomorrow's going to bring, kind of a little bit in the trenches in regards to where you are in your career. But maybe you're in a season right now where you are absolutely thriving. Again, we are not always going to be in seasons where we're thriving. We're not. And this is, you know, reflecting back on Scottie Scheffler. If you're not aware of who he is, he's the most dominant golfer on the PGA Tour right now. And he gave this super long talk after winning a very large tournament. And he was talking about how if his professional career ever took over his family life and, you know, hurt his family life in any way, he would walk away from golf. And he is one of those athletes that's actually very, very good at both being a dad, being a husband, being a man of faith, and also obviously being at the top of his game at golf. And if you watched the new Happy Gilmore movie, he has a big role in that. That was a little side note, but he's really good at both. And right now, as a mom, I am struggling a little bit to understand that my career is taking a little bit more of a backseat than it has been. Back before I had a dog, before I had kids, like I was grinding. I was working, you know, a normal 40-hour week on Ashley Burkhart training, and I was able to devote everything to it. But now, as a stay-at-home mom with two boys who loves a podcast and who gives lessons locally and wants to get back and doing camps here soon, I have had to take a little bit of a backseat to that work. Now, it helps me kind of find clarity with the work that I am doing with VHA and the work that I'm doing on this podcast. I'm giving everything that I have, but everything that I have is not currently 100%. And I feel like in the past, I've had way more 100% days. But, you know, waking up a couple times with a newborn, my toddler's having trouble going to sleep right now. I just don't have 100%. So I'm giving everything that I have to my work, but it's not quite the same. And old Ashley would have been really disappointed with herself, but new Ashley has this new little perspective. So that is where we're diving into this episode. So right now, it's not my time to be getting record-breaking numbers for the podcast. I'm going to be honest, numbers are lower, and it's probably because I haven't been diving into that marketing, the email marketing, the social media marketing, the way that I used to do it, where I could get a bunch of eyes on each podcast. I am not in a season where that's, you know, happening right now, which makes me appreciate you guys sharing episodes even more at the moment. But I have to know that I'm not going to get record-breaking numbers right now. And that is just part of the game. Even though I still have goals to be a top sports podcast, especially for the sport of softball, we'll get there. You know, I will have a season where I can devote more time to that. But right now, it's not my time. It's also not my time to have the prettiest lawn and landscaping. Right now, my neighbors, they understand where we're at, but I always apologize to them and say, just please don't look at the amount of weeds that are in my landscaping at the moment. And they just chuckle because most of them are parents and have been there, but it's not my time to have the prettiest lawn. You know, I know there's going to be a day where the boys are in school and I'm going to have time to devote to that. But right now, it's not that time. It's also not my time to be on time with posting about Ashley Burkhart training videos on my Instagram. I used to have this whole schedule, my team, and I would, you know, months in advance go over what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be posting. I used to have all this time to record content. Not right now. So whatever you're getting is free time that I'm devoting to whatever it is that I feel like posting. So I'm not going to be on time with all that stuff. It's not my time to have the prettiest house, the most pristine, clean house, because again, I have toddlers. I have mess everywhere. I just know right now is not the time to have the cleanest house. It's also not my time to beat myself up because my podcast numbers are low. I know I mentioned this already, but I in the past have been so locked in on numbers. And, you know, when I came back to the podcast, we had some of the best numbers, you know, starting out. But again, I have to understand this is not the time for me to have the record-breaking numbers that I'm looking for. And I have to just swallow that pill right now. It's also not my time to be on time to anything right now. I just interviewed a guest that I've been super excited about. And I texted him like right before we were supposed to record. I'm like, hey, can you give me 15 minutes? I'm trying to put my toddler down. And even after that, I was a few minutes late. I'm just like, hey, thanks for being patient with me. Even when we're showing up to places, I'm late a lot. And I don't want to make that an excuse. Like the boys are not an excuse. But it's not my time to be 15 minutes early. Like that used to be my time when I was in college. And yes, we had punishment runs if we weren't 15 minutes early to things. But now's not my time to be 15 minutes early. I would love to be, but chances are I'm not. And when I do have that extra 15 minutes, it feels like a bonus right now. It's also not my time to be the very best podcaster or coach at the moment. And I know some of my athletes and parents are probably listening and they're like, wait, you're coaching my daughter right now. Again, I'm giving them 100% of what I have, right? So some days I'm getting 4 hours of sleep. And what I'm giving you is all of my 60%, you know? And some days are way better than others, depending on sleep and what we're getting. But I want everybody to know that I'm giving you everything that I have. But again, I'm not going to be on it all the time when it comes to even coaching. Sometimes it's hard for me to, I just recognized this yesterday when I gave in-person lessons and it took me a second to like explain a drill. And I'm like, does that make sense? And I'm like, that didn't make any sense when I just reflected on that. And so I re-explained the drill to my athlete. And also I just did an interview with someone and I had a huge, I don't know if it was just a brain fart or like one of those mom brain type moments where I feel like it was like this catastrophic pause. I couldn't get my thoughts straight for a second. And I'm sure you guys won't even like notice because my editor is amazing. But also just in my head, I was like, man, like I was not on it. And typically I'm like flowing and this is like so easy. But it's been a little bit harder for me to be locked in on interviews just because my brain's not there. So it's not my time to be at my very best when it comes to performance at the moment. And I have to accept that. My focus is mostly on my boys. And that's where I want it to be at the moment. Yes, I'm still going to be locked in on giving you podcast episodes. We're still going to like stay consistent with those. And I'll tell you why here in a bit. But that is just where we're at. And me accepting that is like a whole new version of myself. Past Ashley would be like, dude, you suck. Like, you are not giving 100%. And you have so much to be ashamed of because your house is messy, your lawn looks terrible, like all this stuff. But I finally realized, like, my boys are my number one priority. My boys and my marriage. And then all the other stuff I love to do. I love this podcast. I love to interview people. But I'm not going to be able to give that the same amount of focus and love that I have given it, because now I have this new light, this new purpose of my boys. Now, I will say, daycare does start next week, so I will probably be on it a little bit more. But the reason why I'm sharing this is because a lot of us can beat ourselves up for where we're at. And that is just normal, I think, for our brains, especially females. We beat ourselves up a lot when we're not perfect. And a lot of my athletes, I'm working with a new one who struggles with perfectionism. I used to struggle with perfectionism, but we have to be able to kind of reflect on where we're at. Obviously, if we're not getting the results that we want or need, we need to make adjustments to our routine and what we're doing. But a lot of things that I mentioned above are so out of my control right now. And I could beat myself up right now or see that it is my time to accept that I'm going to have mom brain and a brain fart during an interview. It is my time to stress about listening to the baby monitor in the middle of the night, making sure I hear my newborn when he's hungry. It is my time to get in as many snuggles and giggles with my boys because I know this stage is short-lived. And it is my time to be as present as I can with wherever I'm at, especially with my boys, even though I'm averaging 3+ hours of doom scrolling a day, which I need to work on during nap time. This is not something I'm proud of, but it is my time to be as present as I possibly can with wherever I'm at. And what's funny is I'm recording this, and as I said, my newborn's over on the other side of the room. So part of me is still there, but most of me is here. And we know how that can work. Parents, you guys understand completely. You're always thinking about your kids. Players, you sometimes probably bring school to your practices or games. Yes, I think the way we're going to thrive, like absolutely thrive with what we're doing, is to be able to be all in on where we're at. But sometimes we're not fully all in, and we need to understand that. It is so freeing knowing that I don't have to be on my A game at every waking moment, and neither do you. You will not always have your A game. When your A game shows up, we're here for it. We're feeling like things are flowing great. But right now, again, I'm noticing I'm in a season where my A game isn't going to be all the time. I have had my moments with parenting where I have screamed at my kid and it didn't work for any of us. But when I'm on my A game, I am so patient. I'm able to take in the screams. You can only do it for so long, though. But I'm starting to figure out my flow with this new role of being a mom to two boys. So understand that your A game doesn't have to be present at all times. You're not going to always have your A game. Nobody ever always has their A game. Some days we do feel like we're crushing it, and we will ride that wave when it comes our way. But then others, we feel like we just can't get a win today. And that's okay. That is part of the process. I have said this before on the podcast, but training is like the rule of thirds. Even performance is like the rule of thirds. A third of the time, you're going to feel like you're absolutely thriving and crushing it. A third of the time, it's going to be normal, fine, whatever. And then a third of the time, it's going to be a disaster. And that is okay. We need to kind of reflect on where we're at right now, analyze it. And yes, we can make adjustments to our routines, to our schedules to be a little bit better in some areas, but just be aware that the rule of thirds is all of us going through this. Maybe you're an athlete dealing with a little performance anxiety, like we all do from time to time. Raise your hand if that's you. Maybe it's not your time to be going 4-for-4 at the plate or getting your all-time best strikeout record right now as a pitcher. Maybe it's your time to be going 0-for-4 with an occasional hit on average because you're working through something really tough. It's not your season to have your best records, but you will have that time where the ball looks huge up to bat and the game feels easy and you're hitting out of your mind and you're pitching out of your mind, like you're in this flow state. Just understand seasons come and go. Sometimes when you're in this rough, golf term. Sometimes it just takes time to be able to get out of it. But here's the deal. We have to keep showing up. We have to stay consistent for those moments that we will get when we're in our flow. We keep showing up because this season has a lot to teach us. If we were always feeling our best, we would never be learning a thing, right? I know I've said this before, and I know it probably sounds cliche, but it's so true. That doesn't mean we're not going to have highlights to celebrate right now. Heck, the podcast, literally this week, if you're listening to this, the day it comes out, just hit its 5-year birthday. So you bet I'm going to celebrate that with my boys and get some ice cream this week, even though I just interviewed someone and struggled to use my brain for parts of the interview. That's just where we're at. But we are going to celebrate the little things, the little things. Little things can be anything in the game, from a walk if you're struggling up to bat, you got on base. It could be getting a sack bunt down because maybe offensively you're not getting it done, but you were able to move the runner. A little win could be, hey, I was a super great teammate today. A little win could be, hey, that was a pretty great play, even though offensively I'm not getting it done. Find little wins, chip away at those, celebrate the little wins, and they will add up over time. We're going to look back at this season with more gratitude for the times that we were feeling like our best selves and things felt like a walk in the park in our sport. Remember, everything is just a season and it's teaching us something new. Maybe you're in your best and most confident season where just about everything is going your way. Keep riding that wave and doing what you're doing because it's working. But remember, you're not always going to be living in the highs. Just think, this is real life right now for Bree Ellis. If you followed her in your college career at Arkansas, she came off of a record-breaking senior season offensively and was named the NCAA Player of the Year. And she's not even hitting 200 right now in her first professional season. That is one, how good these professional pitchers are. I can tell you this firsthand. And two, she has literally the best attitude about all of this. She recognizes that her body isn't in great shape, literally after coming off of a 65-plus game season. And she fully recognizes that this isn't a great season for her, but it's time for her to learn. If you follow her on TikTok, sorry for my child in the back. If you follow her on TikTok, you could see her amazing perspective. It took her a while to become the Bree Ellis that we know her from college. And it's not going to take away from who she is. After just a few months of her first pro season, she's going to gain experience. She's going to keep showing up. And I have no doubt that she's going to be breaking more records in this league because of the head that she has on her shoulders. And she's still helping her team in other ways. She's getting on base. She's getting walked. She's gotten a few base hits. She's still showing up. But she also understood and said this on TikTok that these pitchers are really good. Sorry, these pitchers are so good. Bree Ellis has found that the game has gotten faster. And here she is. But her perspective is what's going to make her jump out of this and become better because of it. How can you embrace the season that you're in? Not just use it as an ultimatum, but more of an eye-opening experience we can learn from. We've got to think bigger picture right now. There will be a day where I'm crushing this podcast game, handling it with a little bit more ease, especially the social media part, and I'll get back into my flow, like the time before I had kids. Don't worry, this podcast is not going anywhere. I plan to be here forever. Even though some people say, how are you gonna like run out of topics or run out of people to interview? No, that's not gonna happen. This game has way too much involved with it for me to be able to be there. So we're not going anywhere. So there will be a time where I will have more time to devote to it. We're still going to have some kick butt interviews and content in there within this time right now still. I know it. So maybe you're in a little bit of a slump and this is helping you recognize that this is not the identity of who you are. You are still a great daughter, a great sister, a great coachable athlete like you were. You're just working and grinding through some things at the moment. Use this time to learn about yourself the most. Don't forget to journal. Don't forget to visualize. Don't forget who you are deep down. And most importantly, keep staying consistent. Consistency compiles. I've said this so many times on the podcast. Here are a couple episodes to refer to if you want to kind of dive in a little bit deeper on this consistency piece, even though you might not feel like showing up right now. Episode 225, pretty recent one. I recorded one called Do It Scared. So basically, how can we like jump into things and keep doing things even though we don't fully want to be there? We're a little nervous too. I'm telling you why you still need to jump into it. We need to fight our fears. So go listen to 225. Episode 142 is 10 ways to separate yourself from your competition. It has to do with the consistency piece. It has to do with what you can physically and mentally do to just keep evolving in your game. So go check out that episode. And then episode 199 is if at first you don't succeed. That was a big exhale, Cooper. If at first you don't succeed, why, even though I wanted to quit, I kept going, and I know wholeheartedly that is why I was able to become one of the best athletes to graduate from my alma mater and then get drafted to play professionally for a couple years. Showing up when you don't want to is literally how we can do amazing things. That is how we've been able to get to so many episodes on this podcast. There are great episodes we've had on here, like stellar interviews, some like parts where I was flowing. I felt like these were so good. And then there are some interviews where honestly, I look back at, I'm like, man, those weren't really that good. Especially the ones that were very, very early on in like episodes 1 through 30. Some rocky ground there. I'm not as, you know, authentic as I am now. I was a little nervous, but we kept showing up and here we are. Now is not the time for drinking my coffee hot, for that matter, even warm at this moment, but there will be a time where I miss this. There will be a time where, you know, the grind that we're in right now, or I'm in right now, I look back at it and I'm like, Ash, how did you do that? There will be a time where I can look back at this and be like, I'm so proud of you for showing up, even though some days I don't feel it. So take what you need from this episode. If you enjoyed this, you guys know I would love, and seriously at this moment, because I can't market as much as I'd love to, I would love if you shared this with a teammate or a friend or your parents, just to kind of like reflect and just be where we are right now and just be present in the season that we're in. A lot of us try to just like throw it away, like pretend like it doesn't exist if we're not in a season that we're thriving. But if we fully embrace the season that we're in and we just keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up, we're going to end up being in a place where we are the most confident version of ourselves. And confidence comes from action. So keep taking action, even though you might be tired, even though you might be struggling at the plate, keep swinging. I feel like Dory saying, just keep swimming. But yeah, just keep swinging the bat. You will find the ball. But keep showing up for yourself. Keep working on that mental game, journaling through things. I didn't even write this down in my notes, but one of the best ways to kind of just embrace the season that we're in is when we have a really crappy performance to just take 5 minutes and get it all out, like spit it out on a piece of paper, write it down. And if you want, you can burn it with your parents' permission, maybe throw it in the fire pit, or rip it up and throw it away. Like that is how we can embrace where we're at and then throw it away and move on. That is what we're going to have to do a lot in this game. We play a game where failure is inevitable. Failure happens a lot. So if we can keep showing up and finding progress and shooting for progress and not that perfection piece, we're going to be in a really, really great place. And I know for a fact that's where you're headed. Just keep showing up. Keep your head above water as much as you can. We will be out of this season before you know it. The good, the bad, the ugly, all the seasons, they end at some point. So embrace where we are. Keep growing because of it. And again, if you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend. And today I'm going to do a listener shout out, which I haven't done in so long. I apologize for this. But in March, RT Aberango 86 wrote on Apple Podcasts this really awesome review, and I'm really appreciative of it. They said, just recently came across this podcast and it's been a favorite for my daughter and I to listen to. She's 10 and I've been coaching her rec team for a couple seasons now. And I've got to say, this podcast has it all. From advice, guidance, thoughtful discussions, and motivation, my daughter and I enjoy listening and talking about this podcast. We're going back and starting from the beginning. Get a pen and paper. Notes are invaluable. Thank you, Ashley. Well, thank you, RT. I don't know if that's like your name, but this was such an awesome review to come across. And I'm so grateful for all of you who write reviews. Truly, again, because I need help with the marketing piece. If you guys just leave a simple review, it'll take you a couple minutes. That's it on Apple Podcasts. It can help us keep growing, even though I'm not on my A game with the marketing piece at the moment. So I appreciate all of the reviews. There have been so many more. Don't worry, I'll get to them and shout them out in this podcast. Maybe I'll shout you out in the future if I see it. But thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. And as always, don't forget to stay awkward, stay humble, and keep smiling. Thank you for being here for these 5 years of the podcast. I can't wait to give you another 5 years that are even more fun than what we've given you so far. See you next week.